your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, Saturday edition. You can bring up anything, and we mean it. So if it's your first time listening to the show and you don't believe us, you can call in and give it a shot. 800-259-9231. Going to start things out here tonight with an apology. Mark, I owe you one for my behavior the past couple days on the show. I got an email from Clifford in regards to it. And we've been debating the eternal debate here on Free Talk Live as to what a libertarian is over the last week. I think it's come up a few times. And I remember that there was a show a while back where I told you that we should come to an agreement where you can be a libertarian if I'll be a voluntarist or a free marketeer.
Oh, yeah, we did say that once.
And we never, I don't think anything ever came out of it.
We did. I mean, I stopped calling you an anarchist instead of.
You did?
I did. Pretty much.
I could swear I've heard you call me an anarchist.
An anarchist. I say there are terms. Sometimes I'll say things like there are terms for people who believe in no government. We call those people anarchists. And I'll often throw in voluntarist or free musketeers or whatever it is that you want.
Yeah, I'd appreciate not being lumped in with anarchists.
What about Free Musketeers? You like those?
No.
It seems just as silly.
I like voluntarist.
I didn't lump you in. I said we have words for those people. That's not you.
But you said voluntarist and anarchist, right?
Yes, but I said for those people. You can choose to join that group if you wish, but I am identifying those group in the third person. Is that right?
Well, I don't think it's fair to lump voluntarists in with anarchists. I don't think that's fair because it paints with a black brush.
That wasn't the agreement, though.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is that I just I'm sorry.
You don't owe me an apology. Go on.
Well, damn it, I'm trying to apologize, you bastard.
But we make a radio show of arguing with each other.
But I'm just telling you, I don't want to argue over it. I'm sure we'll find plenty to argue about, okay?
Yep.
I'm just telling you that I don't want to argue about the definition of libertarian anymore. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know why I keep holding on to it. It must be some kind of weird psychological adherence to an identification with the term. Since I identified with it so much in the past, it's still holding on to me. I've been analyzing this, okay, and I've been thinking about it, so I need to get it out there.
All right.
And can you at least pay attention to what I'm saying to you instead of shuffling your damn paperwork here? I'm trying to pour out my heart to you here on national radio, and you're shuffling your papers.
I gotta say, I don't. I just color me unconcerned about what you're worried about.
Well, I'm telling you that our listeners are a little concerned. Cliff says that not that I don't love to hear a good debate, but I hope you guys will mind your tones when debating. It's starting to sound more like an FTL civil war. You have much bigger and better fights to pick than that, in my opinion. I love the show and hope you guys will continue doing the great work you've been doing for quite a few years. So some people are a little concerned, and I was a little concerned with the tone of the show. And so I just wanted to say that you can have it, man. Libertarian, it's all you. Smaller government, right? If you believe in smaller government, this is what you said last night. If you believe in smaller government, then the term libertarian can apply to you, right?
It's the best I can do with it. And to all the people who sent emails regarding the fight we had on air, was it Wednesday night? Don't worry about it.
I only got one email.
I got three.
Oh, okay.
That's because three times as many people agree with me as agree with you on a regular basis.
Well, I also hide my email from the website. So, yeah. So, libertarian is all you, man. I really don't want anything to do with it. And if I ever call myself a libertarian, you have my permission to call me on it, okay? Let me know that you'd said you were not going to call yourself that anymore, because I don't want to call myself that anymore. Because if all it is small government, then somebody that believes in just a little bit smaller government would qualify as a libertarian, right?
I guess. I mean,
they'd be libertarian in that belief,
right?
Is that they want less government.
If you listen to the speech that Dennis Miller gave when he came on as a talk radio host, he said that he's, you know, a libertarian.
Yeah,
pretty
so
much
you
libertarian.
Can throw in with the camp of Dennis Miller and Glenn Beck and the rest of them.
That's one of the reasons I don't use that term to describe myself as, and I really can't come up with a term that I like that sort of describes everything that I am. I kind of like anti-war Republican, but You know, it's not great.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. Let's go and go jump into your phone calls about whatever is on your mind, and then we'll talk about hate speech. Because
now there's something we can talk about.
There has been a very disturbing news piece on CBS, and I'll get to that here in a moment. But speaking of hate speech, we'll open it up with one of the kings of hate speech. It's Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live, Scott.
Good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you?
Good, sir.
I was doing better until you called, Scott. Go ahead.
You talking about hate speech, I'm considered hate speech. I admire you.
You're like a dark cloud with no silver lining to me. That's.
But I respect you, and I mean this, for accepting my call and listening to me. I'd like to discuss the Holocaust shooting, if I may. I don't condone what James Von Brunn did. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart.
But so even though you hate people that are different from you, you wouldn't go out and shoot any of them?
No, I would not.
You would hire your government guys to do it for you, right, Scott?
No. I understand, Mark and Ian, what the sentiment is, and I think your viewers, your audience needs to understand that this guy just can't be written off as a whack job, as a nut job. Let me tell you something.
Oh, he sounds pretty nutty to me.
If I could explain.
He went and shot somebody.
Yes, he did. We have a Zionist-occupied government. What that means
I don't even know what that means,
Scott.
Let me
explain to you. A Zionist-occupied government means that the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee and other powerful Jewish and Zionist groups like the Anti-Defamation League, Zionists of America, World Jewish Committee, American Jewish Congress.
The Boy Scouts of America.
They have hijacked our foreign policy in respect to Israel.
They didn't hijack anything of mine. I don't have any foreign policy. My foreign policy is mind your own business.
Well, we give $10 billion a year to Israel.
I don't do that.
Well, the government has already made up their mind for you, Mark.
No, I don't pay those guys.
That's Ian over there.
Yeah, I don't pay those guys.
We give $10 billion a year to Israel, and this is why we were attacked on 9/11. And this is
I don't know about all that.
Ian, I don't disagree with anything you said
I know
up to this point.
They're...
I'm trying to, Scott, I want to hear you tie this in to the Van Brunn shooting.
I will. I'm going to. I'm trying to get to that.
You should do
so
it right away.
So the man's sentiment is this. This is in a nutshell, and I'm not going to double talk.
Okay.
He basically believes in a nutshell that the Jews control our government. Our Zionist-occupied government, and what that means is...
Now, here, Scott, this is the Zionist-occupied government. I will agree with you that there are some lobbying groups out there that have somehow, managed to... America seems to like Israel more than it likes other countries, and I will agree with you on that far, but there really aren't that many Jews elected in the government, so I don't think we have a Zionist-occupied government. I think perhaps... The people that call themselves Christians believe that Israel's special and they want to protect it for that reason.
Well, let's be honest here. The Jews make a small portion of our country. There's 6 million out of 300 million people, but the power, the political, economic, and social power that they wield as a group is tremendous. And it extends, and this is why Van Brunn.
This is your problem, Scott.
Just our foreign policy as it relates to Israel is not necessarily, that does not correlate to the power that Jews, hold in our government. And it's just not true. The fact is, if you walk around Christian church to Christian church here in America, and you ask preachers what they think about our foreign policy as it relates to Israel, they will say that we should hold Israel higher in regard than they will other countries. And so what we really have is a Christian-occupied government and not Zionist.
Plus, you're a collectivist, Scott, as Gardner Goldsmith attempted to explain to you last week. You think in terms of groups, and it's just nonsense to say that the Jews hold more power than other people. That's like saying that white people hold more power than other people in this country.
It's true.
There are plenty of white people that have no inkling of power at all, and there are plenty of Jewish people that are not interested in wielding power either. So would you please stop putting people in groups? Can't you possibly judge people based on their individual actions and their individual beliefs? Isn't that possible for you, Scott?
Yes, but I'm speaking the truth. It doesn't just end with foreign policy.
No, you're speaking
filth. Wall Street is controlled by Jewish bankers.
So don't invest there if that's your problem, Scott. Why don't you just sit there and complain about it? I don't care if what you say is true. It doesn't affect my life one iota. Thank you for the call. One track mind, all he thinks about. Can you imagine that? You get up in the morning, and that's what you think about.
And you can't solve the problem, because obviously you can't get rid of all the Jews, so there's always somebody to blame for Scott.
1-800-259-9231. That's
completely disempowered.
SACL CAI toll-free line. Your show, you bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven, by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at AlaKeys.com. Again, that's AlaKeys.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. It's been 2 weeks since we've been on the air on the weekend, haven't we, Mark? We weren't here last week.
Is that so?
Yeah. Okay. We were out at the Talkers Convention. And
yeah, I got
had
to see
a good old time.
I got to see Rush Limbaugh give another one of his speeches. I love seeing Rush Limbaugh speak. As long as he's not talking about politics and liberals and conservatives, He's really a dynamic speaker.
And he gets that part about the whole being at conventions thing, is he doesn't spew out his viewpoint. He actually talks about the industry and the business, which is nice, because he's got some perspective. So we were there, and now we're back, and we're glad to be here with you. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want your to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Johnny, listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Johnny. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnny.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Okay. I wanted to say something about war to you guys, but I would really like to throw out there real quick, in case your last caller is listening, he can look up Jews Against Zionism, and there's many Jews that oppose Zionism and many Christians that support it. I mean, Joe Biden is an admitted Zionist. I mean, all it's out there if he wants to look it up, you know.
Define Zionism for those that are listening that might not know what the term is.
I still don't know what it is. I've heard it defined five times.
Basically thinking that Israel
Zionism really has to do with putting Israel, the nation of Israel's interest above all others, and and many Christians do such a thing. I mean, I know that. I mean, I used to be one of them and thought, oh, we can never turn our back on Israel. If Israel wants to bomb somebody, we got to be right there behind them. I used to feel that way myself, but I don't anymore. I don't think Jesus
would be in favor of bombing. I just don't strike me as that kind of guy.
That's true, but yeah. But you're taught this in church, but I mean, a lot of churches. I don't want to make a general statement there. Anyway, what I wanted to say about war was, it seems to me that in the past, this country, this wonderful country we live in, we weren't meant to, when the forefathers founded it, we weren't meant to go around the world on the globe and say, hey, you can't build weapons. Mm. Because, you know, like we do to North Korea and Iran and all the places that we're trying to police, I mean, how would we feel if another nation came to us and said, we can't allow you to build any more weapons or opened up a military base down the road?
I'm with you, man.
You know?
Absolutely. You're right. I mean, there's certainly, I mean, you can look at quotes from founding fathers like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and they made it very clear that we were to steer, the U.S. government was to steer away from getting involved in even alliances with other countries.
Entangling alliances.
Yeah. So,
I think the best example of entangling alliances was probably World War One, where, you know, the shooting of Archduke Ferdinand
triggered international.
Right. The whole world went to war.
So you're absolutely right.
Why do you guys suppose that when you try to talk to people about this, like I've tried to here in life, and they just don't seem to get it, that if two countries go to war against each other, that Americans should not die for either country, that people just don't seem to get it?
You're a bad American. I hate you.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Because here's the reason. Because patriotism is religion, and you can't talk to people about religion because there's no proof. You cannot provide proof of anything. These people will stick their fingers in their ears, and they won't listen to anything you say.
But it's not like they want Americans to die. They want some other Americans. They themselves don't want to step up and go and die. So it's those young boys, those fresh-faced teens.
They volunteered. Yeah. I don't want to hear anything about it. Their mothers don't love them. They volunteered for the military.
It's tough,
man. It's the stupidest mindset ever.
Nationalism is so ingrained in this culture in America, it's very difficult to counteract.
It's as if it's a sports team, and we've got to send out our sports team to go beat the other sports teams.
They die.
And it's kind of like, do you remember when Michael Jordan and it was the Dream Team in basketball? And
yeah, with like Magic Johnson or whatever?
And they were playing against everybody else in basketball and just stomping them. That's what the American military is like, going around the world, enforcing whatever it is there. They call it democracy, but it's really hegemony. We tell you how you're going to run your government, and if you don't like it, well, we'll just depose your leader, or we'll call them illegitimate, or whatever, and we'll get rid of them.
Right, and just like we're looking into Iran's elections right now, see, I see that stuff is really none of our business. And I'm going to say, I did do 3 years in the military after I got out of high school, and if I myself was to defend America, to me, defending America is if someone invaded America and I had to take up arms to defend my country and my people, That's one thing. But I don't see dying for other people in another country. I don't see that as dying for America.
I'd say you are spot on, sir, and I thank you for the call today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. It's not even like, you know, there's other people in other countries that want our American military there. But there's other people in those same countries that want us out. And it doesn't matter to me whether more or less, more powerful, you know, it doesn't matter to me which one of those people. If there are people in that country that want us out, we don't really have any legitimate role there. And secondly, why should the American people have to pay tax money to, you know, enforce peace in other countries?
Because some politician benefits from it somehow.
Right. We were told that we were going for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but now we're there and we have to keep the peace and we have to depose this terrible dictator and blah, 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 blah.
It's
that terrible dictator was not going to do anything
right to
non-American citizens.
It's just an excuse for waging war, which means that bombs will be dropped, which means bombs need to be built.
Yes.
And guns and ammo and
military-industrial complex.
And, yeah, all of that is profiting the buddies of these politicians.
And
both the Republicans and the Democrats.
You can't tell the warmongering hawks this at all, because you know it's been said by it was said by Eisenhower, who was a Republican. It was said by Smedley Butler, who was a 2-time Medal of Honor winner.
They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. Look, the guys, the real guys that came up through this military system are telling you that war is a racket by rich people enforced on poor people. If war was all about the right guys winning and the bad guys losing, then the politicians would go out and fight the war. But they're not.
Well, you know, I think the military supporters, the warmongers, the ones that insist on taking your money and sending it to kill people around the world, I think they should be free to send their sons to go and die in their name, just not in mine. So if there's some sort of conflict going on in the world, run by some evil despotic dictator, and you can convince your 18-year-old son to go off and die for you, because, you know, you're too old, you can't go and do something like that, so make sure you convince Sonny Boy to go and do it, then that's your business. You can pay for the plane ticket, you can pay for the gun, you can pay for the ammo, you can pay for the canteen, send him over.
As crazy as that sounds, I can give you two examples. The Armenian conflict after World War One, it was completely funded in just America. And the Armenians won. The Irish Republican Army was almost completely funded out of Boston, and you know, certainly in Ireland also. And they may not have won their conflict, but they did manage to, you know, they made a political statement large enough that they were able to get semi freedom for themselves.
Yeah, I don't want a dog or horse in any of those races. I don't want to participate in warfare. I'm not interested in it, and I don't appreciate being forced to.
I should have said independence, not freedom.
So that's one of the myriad of reasons why I will not participate. I will not participate in any sort of draft, and I will not participate in voluntarily sending my money. I will send as little of it as I possibly can to the federal government. More on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the Saturday edition. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Oh, and by the way, I want to let you know we are auctioning off our fourth banner on the site. You can win it for an entire month. Just go to auction.freetalklive.com. You can advertise virtually anything. So head over to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid. Fourth banner is up for you at auction.freetalklive.com. Nick is in Massachusetts. We continue with your calls. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi. Before I even get to the main thing, so you guys, you're always playing Megadeth and heavy metal sort of stuff before you even get on. I figured it was because, I don't know, one of you liked it, but I guess that's not the case.
No, I like metal just fine. It's kind of what I grew up on. These days, I don't really listen to it that much.
Oh, all right. I just figured one of you was either a big Megadeth fan or something. That's mostly what you guys play.
Yeah, there's a lot of Megadeth, there's a lot of Griff Incorporated, Testament. But there's a list of our music beds on the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's really just kind of something I do because when I was growing up, if you will, in this business, I was a rock and roll disc jockey for a little while, and it's all the songs I could never play. You know, basically the stuff that I would have loved to have played on the radio, and if I ever did, the program director would have picked up the hotline telephone and would have flashed right into the studio and would not have been very pleased about that. I think I played a Megadeth song one time on an overnight, and he was listening or something like that, so I got busted.
Wow.
So I get to play the stuff that, for 30 seconds, I get to play what I want.
I like light rock.
Yeah. Yeah. If Mark were in charge,
favorites.
We'd be listening to Sade.
Yeah, I do.
I've never even heard of them.
She is no ordinary lover.
You would have heard Sade. I'm sure you've Sade. Heard Sade. Sade?
No, that's her. I've heard it pronounced.
What's one of her big ones? What's besides ordinary?
Smooth Operator.
Yeah, that's another one. So, and yeah, I'm fine with the smooth rock too. You know, since I've been a teenager, I have much expanded my musical palette. Anyway, anything else on your mind tonight, Nick, or did you just want to talk about our music?
Yeah, I wanted to. Yesterday, I was going to discuss sort of you guys discussing how the definition of libertarian.
Oh, please.
But I never got to because. Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I never got into it because by the time I called, it was like 9:45, around that time.
Well, now you're here, so do it.
Yeah, I wanted to sort of comment, I guess, now basically about labels in general, because I know you, Ian, label yourself as voluntarist. I do too.
Yes, sir.
I also sort of see myself sort of antisocial. I don't generally take the liking to most people by now, but it's just.
Well, that's not a very healthy attitude, but I can understand where you're coming from. Do you work with the public for a living?
No, I don't do anything for a living, actually.
Okay.
I just go to high school.
Oh, I see. Okay. That explains
so
the narrow
good,
musical taste.
You know, social environment.
Right.
Especially if you have different views than everybody in our, you know, but that sort of thing. But I think sort of the whole thing about labels is sort of useless. You know, you can sort of base them around a core belief, which, you know, you were talking about. I think personally Ian was right when he said that libertarianism, you know, before, you know, he sort of digressed and apologized and all that, was right that libertarianism at its core is about non-aggression and not aggressing against people and respecting
I still think you're right that at its core, originally it was, but it's too late now.
But when does this original
Glenn Beck
come
owns
about?
It.
When did this original come about?
Well, I don't want to get into this with you, Mark. Glenn Beck owns libertarian now.
I'm not trying to get you guys into that again. I just wanted to say my own personal thing. I mean, like, I still tell people I'm an anarchist. I don't really mind it. I know there's a bad connection.
Well, you're in high school, so, you know, that makes sense.
You can wear the t-shirt.
I don't actually
call,
have
Nick. I appreciate it. Good luck out there, dude. 800-259-9231.
I'm sure if I dig through my old clothes, I can come up with an anarchy t-shirt from somewhere.
Let's talk to Jamie in Kentucky. You are on Free Talk Live. Jamie told you so.
I got some big news.
What's happening? Big news?
Wrestling news.
What's going on?
Wrestling news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all want to hear about it?
Yeah. Who is it? What's happening?
Well, on the, not this Monday, but the next Monday, they're going to have a commercial-free Raw.
A commercial-free brawl?
Raw, on Raw, Monday Night Raw.
Raw, okay, Raw. Okay.
No commercials at all.
That's awesome. Is it going to have, like, a big sponsorship, or is it just WWE is just so rich, they're just flaunting?
Well, they're just trying it out one thing. Ric Flair's going to be the new GM.
The new general manager of WWE?
Yeah, Vicky Guerrero has left.
This is important stuff. What about Kane? What's he doing these days?
I don't know where he is.
How about Val Venus?
Oh, yeah, they're having a contractual problem with Rey Mysterio.
I don't even know who these people are.
No, I have no idea.
You don't watch wrestling?
Wait, so what was the big
Dr.
news?
Dr. Demento.
Dr. Demento is an old disc jockey.
Just kidding.
So what was the big news? Was it that they're going to do a commercial-free show?
Well, this week they're going to have a three-hour show. Then the next week they're going to have a commercial-free show. Yeah.
I tell you, that's excitement. I am not a huge fan of the wrestling, but if I'm ever somewhere and they've got wrestling on, I have to say I am just enwrapped by it. I find it absolutely entertaining.
It's show business.
Yeah.
Well, one thing why I'm telling this on air is because I know there's wrestling fans out there.
Oh, they're out
believe
there.
It. It's a huge sport.
And also, TNA's interested in Umaga has been released by WWE.
TNA Wrestling? What?
TNA Wrestling is interested in Umaga.
They're doing something different. They're doing something different now than when I was watching wrestling.
TNA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie. So so thank you for the update tonight. Anything else on your mind? Get it out. Hey, have you got kids?
What now?
Are those your kids?
Yeah, you want to talk to her?
No, not really. Just asking.
How many you got there?
Jingle, say
oh,
bye.
He's putting them on the phone. All right. What? Hello?
Bye.
We talk live. We'll take anyone's call. He's gone, I think. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, for people that are brand new, they just don't understand. I mean, that's Jamie told you so. You just have to roll with him.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a history with Jamie. He goes back. And, you know, they say that makes shows look small time, Mark, but I disagree with that. I think that you know, what they say about this business, they say about the talk radio business, that the colors are the songs. And fact is, some people like hearing that same old song over and over again. But it's not like it's Skynyrd's Freebird one more time. It's Jamie Told You So talking about wrestling this week, whereas he might have been talking about working at the Dollar General a few months ago or how he lost his job. There's all kinds of new stories coming out of him.
Well, I do think that repeat callers make a show look small, but in reality, Free Talk Live is not the Glenn Beck Show or Rush Limbaugh or whatever. So, having a cast of characters is fine, and Jamie doesn't mind talking about his odd life where he works at the Dollar General, lives at grandma's.
I still know he's real.
Oh, he's real.
You think he's real?
Oh yes.
There were a few calls he made where I think we had questioned it.
I did wonder about his veracity at times. You know, how could anybody possibly be this much of a redneck? But
oh, they're out there.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah. All right, 800-259-9231. We will continue with your calls and talk to Russ in Florida, listening to WFLA. Hello, Russ. Russ,
good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air.
You calling from Plant City?
No, sir.
Ruskin,
cut it out, Mark. Be nice.
Go ahead.
What's on your mind, sir?
I had a question. You said that we shouldn't participate in any wars at all.
And no, you can participate in as many as you want. I'm just not interested.
Okay. What do you think, as a country, our role should have been in World War II?
The role of us in World War II should have been not to have been involved in World War I, so therefore there wouldn't have been a World War II.
Wait, isn't that what Wilson promised? Was that he wasn't going to get the country into war?
That's what Roosevelt said too.
Yeah.
The war to end all wars, but anyway. So, but given the facts we had, you had World War I. It was supposed to be the war to end all wars, but then there's different powers coming along. You don't think we should have become involved on the side of England with Germany?
No.
And
absolutely.
It's not the business of the United States.
Well, we could have done things that would have not provoked the Japanese into attacking us.
Yeah, that would have been a nice thing.
I would have preferred that we had not done a lot of things in the Pacific theater, and we were vying for superiority against Japan in the Pacific. You know, anyway, we had Philippines and Hawaii, which we had taken over as protectorates, and that was an appropriate role. But the Pacific theater of World War II was probably the most legitimate thing we've had going as far as
the
war in the last 2 centuries.
But you'd have to exclude the essentially saber rattling the United States did that provoked the Pacific theater. Sure. More on the way. We'll come back with you, Russ. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The Saturday edition of the program, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, brand new, used, you can get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. And we get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy adventure, especially if it's dangerous? Now, as much as you did when you were a child, the Paladin Book of Dangerously Fun Stuff for Boys Who Never Grew Up contains more than 70 articles from Paladin authors on such topics as how to disable a tank, construct homemade rockets, make traps.
You never know, you might need to know that stuff.
It happened in Saving Private Ryan, and many other dangerously fun topics. To browse more than 800 books and videos on firearms, combat shooting, martial arts, and more, visit paladin-podcast.com or paladin-press.com.
All right, so let's continue with your calls. Russ is still on the line listening to WFLA. You'd asked the question about World War II. Should the United States government have gotten involved? Mark, I think, rightfully pointed out that the U.S. government shouldn't have even been involved in World War I. In fact, if the U.S. government hadn't have been involved in World War I, odds are very good World War II would likely have never occurred.
Not on a worldwide scale.
Plus, beyond all of those practical ramifications, there's also the whole point that the founding fathers admonished their brethren, if you will, or their posterity, I guess, to stay out of entangling alliances because they understood that it could lead to mass death in the form of warfare. So if all that said, I think that, Russ, if you were, let's say, around at that time and, adult, and you felt like you wanted to go and fight over in Europe, I think you should absolutely have been free to do that, to get together with other people of like mind and to go and try to kill people if that's what floats your boat.
Well, there were American volunteer groups that did that, but my question here is, okay, we didn't embargo Japan and push them into a corner, so they didn't feel the need to attack us, and... Where do you think we would have ended up if we stayed out? Germany would have attacked England. Japan would have continued in China. Germany would have went into Russia do you think we could have coexisted with Adolf Hitler and the Japanese military?
Well, we're getting really into the arena of speculation, but currently somebody does control China, and it's a bunch of commies. So I can't imagine that Imperial Japan would have been much worse than...
We're trading with those commies, by the way, and it's working out fine.
Right, and what's the problem there?
Trading is the best way to keep peace, is to have goods flowing over borders, and I think this is a paraphrase of something some founding father said, is that goods should flow over borders, not troops.
And I think that there's been plenty of historians throughout the years that have basically proven that Russia was going to kick Germany's butt, whether we were there or not. The D-Day invasion is an amazing bit of history, and it's amazing that we pulled it off. But England was still an island, and it was going to be darn hard to get across that English Channel, let alone Hitler crossing the Atlantic Ocean and coming over here, like so many believe.
So, Russ, any other thoughts?
Well, just for me, I find it amazing that, I don't think Russia would have survived without the Lend-Lease program, and Obama could take care of our national debt if he collected our debts from those wars. But I really wonder what we would do if Japan took over part of the world and Germany took over the other part, and we were just sitting here by ourselves. Not that I disagree with your thought, and I certainly don't think we should have been in Vietnam. And, Korea, do you come to the aid of a fellow member of the United Nations? I don't know about that either.
No, but you don't get involved in alliances. No. That's what the United Nations would count as. So, no, we shouldn't be, the U.S. government shouldn't be involved in that either. Thanks, Russ, for the call tonight. So, again, if you want to get involved in all that worldwide stuff, by all means, have fun with it. I'm not interested. By the way, let's point out, we're not talking about isolation.
World War II, we did get on the, go ahead with the isolation.
I just want to make that clear. The Founding Fathers, while they pointed out that we should not be getting involved in entangling alliances, or the U.S. government shouldn't be getting involved in that, they were all in favor of trade. So that is not isolationism. Isolationism is where you shut down the borders and there's no products leaving and there's no products coming in, and you try to do without the rest of the world, and that I'm not in favor of.
And to say that somehow the world would be a horrifying place if Hitler had won in Europe, and I'm not for that. Believe me, I'm not for that. But let's not forget that we were on the side of World War II of a dictator who, it wasn't the citizens of his country, because it was the USSR encompassed many, many countries, mm-hmm. but the citizens of the countries that he controlled. He slaughtered millions and millions of them. Okay, so one dictator that slaughtered millions and millions of his people beat another dictator. We helped one. We were against the other. What?
Crazy.
I mean, like, the world's going to be that much worse if Japan is in charge of China and Hitler's in charge of Europe. What? I don't know. I mean, it certainly the world would have been different, but the world was crappy anyway, and it was, one can make the arguments that it was a result of us getting involved in World War One from the beginning.
Let's go to Frank, who is also listening to WFLA in Florida. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Excuse me, WFTL, actually, on the East Coast.
Yes, hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. I got an answer to that gentleman's last question. The Russians were already defeating Nazi Germany long before we entered the war.
Yeah.
In 1943, Stalingrad was the psychological turning point of the war, but the Germans were not defeated militarily until the Battle of Kursk that following summer in July, the greatest tank battle in history. And from that point on, Germany had never again resumed the strategic offensive. And also in February 1943, the month that the German Sixth Army surrendered at Stalingrad, where Hitler lost 300,000 of his best troops, two large armies, the Russian produced more T-34 battle tanks than German Panthers. So they were not only winning the economic war, but long before we invaded Normandy, they were out producing them in fighter planes, in tanks, and small arms. So they definitely could have defeated Hitler without our help.
Yep.
Does that mean communism is more effective than fascism?
Well,
they're kissing cousins.
One might be able to make the argument that, in fact, we got into World War II to prevent Stalin from taking over Europe, not to prevent Hitler. I mean, one could make that argument. Yeah. I don't know that it holds water historically from when we decided to get involved, but I think that at some point we said, oh, boy, Hitler's going to lose, and we better keep Stalin from getting Europe.
Frank, thanks for the history. Any other thoughts?
Yes, I wanted to comment that there was a book published in 1976 called A Man Called Intrepid. This was William Stevenson, a Canadian who made millions during World War One through the military, industrial complex. Intrepid created false documents and a false map that Roosevelt used in his speech in October 27, 1941. It purported to show Hitler's plans for a secret invasion of South America. Intrepid also created a false document which was put into Hitler's hands as supposedly stolen from the American government. It was received by Hitler on December 3, 1941, and it purported to show FDR's secret plans to make a surprise attack on Germany, and historians believe that this document played the major role in Hitler's decision to declare war on America on December 11th.
Interesting. I thank you for that insight, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's go across the pond to Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Right, I know you haven't got a lot of time. First of all, that quote, if trade does not cross borders, armies will, it's Frederick Bastat.
Ah, Bastia.
Okay, hate speech. There was a follow-up to what I said the other night. The day after that, I rang you. Nick Griffin, the leader of the BNP, tried to hold a press event outside the Houses of Parliament. Bunch of anti-fascist protesters turned up. Now, I agree that they should turn up. You know, they have every right to heckle him, but what they did next is completely out of order. They started to throw eggs and fists and completely disrupted the whole event.
They threw eggs and what?
Fists.
Fists.
Oh, okay. They threw their fists in the air?
No, they threw their fists at his bodyguards.
Oh, I see.
And
so they punched the bodyguards. Gotcha.
Basically, you know, they're anti-fascists using tactics which I would expect for fascists.
Fascists, sure. Use. Yep, and that's what we're seeing happen here in the United States as there was a CBS article, and if we get a chance, we'll share some of it. It's pretty short, where basically one columnist is calling for rounding up all of the people engaging in so-called hate speech. I mean, it's crazy.
No, yeah, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you think that you have the right to express an opinion publicly, then you need to tolerate those views of an opposite nature.
Absolutely.
But briefly, this gave every excuse for the BNP to claim that they're the victims. And, of course, in the public eye, they are going to be, you know, seen as victims.
Yep. Yeah, you've got to be completely peaceful in your activism. Thank you, Ziggy. I agree. You've got to be totally peaceful in your activism. Otherwise, you're the bad guy. 1-800-259-9231. And besides, you can't get to a peaceful voluntary society through initiation of force. You can't get to volunteerism and peace through war. What is it that Gandhi said? Peace is the way? There's no way to peace. Peace is the way? 800-259-9231, hour 2 coming up, Free Talk Live, Saturday edition.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.